Hi there, my name is Allison Regeer. I would like to take this time to tell you the story of how I became a cat mom. In late September 2008, I was living on Sherbrooke Avenue with two roommates, Cheryl and Carrie. I was supposed to go to a party Saturday night, but I had a miserable cold and I was in my sweats watching TV with a box of Kleenex. Cheryl came inside from having her cigarette, looked at Carrie and said, "Did you tell her about the kittens?" "What kittens?" I exclaimed. "Here we go," said Carrie. All three of us went outside immediately. The house beside us was a run-down slum that was incidentally arsoned shortly after this story. Under their front porch was a nest of feral kittens. Almost the entire litter had died, save these two. Carrie jumped the chain-link fence, and I stayed at the biggest hole in the fence. The black and white kitten wanted to be caught. She let Carrie pick her up almost right away. Carrie passed her to me, and as Carrie ran in circles after the fluffy one, the black and white one I was holding let out a deep sigh and fell asleep in my palm. Carrie and I eventually caught the fluffy one, but she was tricky and skittish. Now, I've always been a dog person, and these were the first cats I'd ever held. So I called the no-kill shelters, but they were all full. The next morning, I was on my way to the Humane Society with the cats. Coincidentally, as we listened to the radio, what was then Hot 103 was live on location at the Humane Society doing a kitten drive, unable to find homes for the kittens that they had. One of the announcers said that they might have to start putting down kittens as they received them because they were running out of resources. I began to cry, pulled the car over, looked at the towel of bundled kittens, turned the car around, and went to the pet store. I bought all the cat supplies one could need, brought them back home again. What else could I have done?